What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Trade Paperbacks.
The Trade Paperbacks.
Not The Ranger Ryan Show, The Trade Paperbacks.
The Trade Paperbacks.
Things have changed. Less uppity.
TTPB.
Half the length, less uppity. All right. Today we're talking about Spider-Man.
Issue 1, early 90s.
Issue 1. Issue 1 of Spider-Man. The reason I chose this, it is 1990, yes. Number 1 through 14 was done by Todd McFarlane.
Okay.
So it is a kind of a new era for Spider-Man, what I had you read. It wasn't the traditional, I mean, there was blood, you know?
Yeah.
It is kind of just a little bit more mature style.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I'm not saying you've read a bunch of Spider-Man, but it can be kind of bright, you know, everything is just kind of heightened to the next level for everything. It's like the contrast is turned up. Where this, I mean, he's still himself, but Todd McFarlane had a way of doing things. It may, he even makes the web menacing. And has a very iconic cover. It's probably one of the things that I have that's worth the most.
Oh, really?
So I'm glad you didn't bring it with you. I'm sure that's. I'll find it on eBay.
Yeah.
But it is, it was a big, change, for Peter Parker to kind of be in this, you know, this darker element, later
grittier.
In the series. Yeah. Later in the series, we, have introductions. Was Hobgoblin in that one?
No.
Who was the villain?
So the villain is just getting introduced and it's like a monster from the dark or something like that, or from the sea. It's like it felt very Godzilla. It's like some monster like lurks in the shadows and like just like slaughters people. But like Spider-Man never encounters it. It's just like reference that it's there and that it slaughters people. So I was like, okay.
Okay. Which is kinda so like, that was the lizard.
Yeah, it's like a lizard thing. Yeah.
Well, that's his name.
The lizard. That's the name. Okay.
The lizard.
The lizard.
The Trade Paperbacks. The lizard.
The lizard.
You know, the lizard is, but see, like, the lizard, right, is always been the same backstory. You know, it's the doctor with the missing arm, and he's trying to grow his arm back, similar to how lizards grow their tails back, which is not very accurate, to be fair. But they tried. You know, this was, this character was created in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
So, but he is homicidal.
Okay.
In this book, the one you read.
Yeah, he's just murderous.
This is not,
just like literally just wants to kill everyone.
This is not, this being the first episode, the first
issue,
the first issue is called Torment. And to have a homicidal anything in Spider-Man is a big deal.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind because, you know, you just came off of the Batman comic where people are getting murdered.
Yeah.
Right. And there is blood and it is kind of graphic, mature at least, where this is a first for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Later in the series, there's introductions to Hobgoblin, which I have that one. I do really like Todd McFarlane's Hobgoblin. We even get Wolverine, we get Ghost Rider, and the entire thing gets really Morbius, which is why we don't do movie podcasts anymore, because hashtag worst movie ever made.
Oh.
So anyway, Jared Leto, thank you for that. All right. And then at the very end, towards the end, ironically, Spider-Man joins X-Force.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
And then Tom McFarlane left but Spider-Man he, to do X-Force. He's not a mutant
in these, right? It's like tech, right?
What?
Spider-Man, Owen always told me that it was tech, not, like, it wasn't, like, they changed it from the movies. So he, like, gets bitten by a spider and all this, but, like, it was actually tech. Like, he's not a mutant.
There are different arcs for that.
Oh, okay.
If you want to go all Spider-Verse-y.
Yeah.
But yes, there are spider people who have just tech.
Mm-hmm.
The majority bitten by radioactive spider.
Oh, okay.
And then you also have some that are mutants that even turn into human spiders.
Like multiple human-sized spiders. And everything.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
The majority of comic book readers go with the radioactive spider bite.
Okay.
However, traditional comic book readers do not go with, I can shoot webs out of my veins.
Yeah.
It is
a thing that he manufactures.
It is a cartridge, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, there's been a lot, you know, that was one of my biggest issues with, like, the Tobey Maguire films, yeah. Right?
I'm like, which really? Those are the only ones I've seen.
Really? So. He's got like a little opening?
Yeah, he's got like gross. a little pore or something.
That is gross.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually think the
you also think if this material comes from you, then like you are going to be ravenous all the time for mostly fibrous stuff. So, like you're going to have to be eating unbelievable amounts of celery. And yeah, he's eating flies.
Sucking the blood out of giant flies. That's really where we're going. And it's just gross.
Also, if you have that, like if you have that circumstance where you can create webs like this, given like the relative strengths of things, crime fighting is probably not your best game. Textiles. Do a textile startup. I'm telling you. That's where it's at.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. Because when you do the cartridge, okay, first of all, it gives him vulnerability, right? That's the whole point. Because
you have like a limited capacity.
Exactly. Yeah. He can't be doing all willy-nilly.
Yep. Yeah. Like and you can saliva. Also have the thing like, you know, if he gets captured, somebody's taking it from him and they can do this now.
Right.
You know?
There's all kinds of things that make that compelling.
Right.
Where in other versions where it's like out of your vein, gross, that kind of takes that away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, what do you think? We'll get into your review here.
And then so I wasn't that enthralled with this comic as the other ones we've talked about. I don't know. There's just something like the villain I didn't care for. Not because he was homicidal, but just because it's like, oh, like monster that comes out of the shadow and then just kills. There's just something wasn't compelling about it to me. Whereas like, you know, we've talked about Batman. And in Batman, it's like it's always like some shadowy cabal of criminals. And like they actually have objectives and things like that. Whereas this felt more like at first I was like, is this going to be like a Godzilla thing? Is he going to be fighting Godzilla? Which I was like, I'm going to be very bored by this.
The lizard is not that big.
Okay. You know, I got that impression after a few pages. But like there's just something very uncompelling about like just the giant monster thing or just the big monster that doesn't have an explanation that we have to fight. I don't know. It goes back to that Beowulf story. A lot of people find that compelling. I just don't. I'm very bored by it right away. And so I was kind of bored by this comic. You've got like Peter Parker, like, you know, a little bit of relationship stuff. And then like he's like fighting crime. And he's doing the normal, you know, Spider-Man flippant sort of sarcasm sort of thing. And that was fine. But like, I don't know. There's just... It wasn't compelling to me right away. But I guess not knowing that Spider-Man comics are not normally this dark, I could have been paying more attention to that. So,
yeah.
You know. But, and also, you know, being in the early 90s, I could see how that comic could be, you know, like gripping because of how gritty it actually was.
The most...
It does actually seem gritty in the comic.
It is gritty. I think gritty is the word to explain this comic the best. This is actually the first Spider-Man comic without an adjective. Okay.
Oh.
So we've seen, you know, The Amazing Spider-Man. We've seen Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. We've seen The Sensational Spider-Man. We've seen all these different blank Spider-Men.
Yeah.
And this was the first time where it was the first comic called Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
You know, which is the appropriate spelling.
Was there even an article? Is it The Spider-Man? It's just Spider-Man. Huh. Okay.
And that already took people, that confused people already.
And they kind of did away with the normal, like, origin story thing. It's just, dude's here, he's the Spider-Man, Mary Jane knows, and it's just, this is what he's doing. And, like, there's not even necessarily, like, very much establishment that he's, like, involved with anything else, really. I think, isn't there something in there about, like, photographs or something like that? Or was that a different comic? I read a bunch of comics lately.
Which is good. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
But it felt fairly confined for what I was expecting from Spider-Man, where like you kind of got like this broader like network of friends or associates and things of that nature. People that Spider-Man knows and it does. Peter Parker, I guess. But anyway, I don't know. It was okay. I was not that gripped by it.
Careful with it. It's $8,000 on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah, be careful with that one.
Okay.
Just say no.
Well.
Nobody's buying it. This is graded. I don't grade. I have time, right?
Yours is in decent shape. It's worth, if there's one worth $8,000 and it's not signed, then yours is probably worth at least several thousands.
Let me say something, since I have a little bit of time. I buy comics to read them. Okay, yep. I know I have a lot of issue ones. That's what this whole month is about.
Yeah, I was very surprised how much like more aggressive you are handling comics than I am.
Right, I am not that guy.
I'm like carefully, you know, careful. No, with it. It's not my comics for starters. You know, there's that. No, but
if you have gloves on, I swear
I'm not wearing gloves. No, but I do wash my hands. I mean, the kind of work I do, you want me to wash my hands.
Yeah, I'm not a collector. Okay, let's be very clear. I am a reader. Yeah. And actually, you know what?
Yeah, you don't have a collection, you have a library.
Right. I prefer, that's much better because
what's the point? If it's going to be stored away.
I've never understood collecting. I guess it's just not in my mentality. Things are not a big thing with me.
Yeah.
Right? Like even for gifts, like I prefer experiences over physical things.
So. Yeah.
It's just kind of my thing. And I enjoy the experience of reading a comic. I don't see the point in putting it in a giant glass case or something.
But if there are collectors out there who would like to offer Ryan $8,000 for this issue, it's going to happen. You can offer
me $20. It's good. That'll help support the podcast. All right. I did want to show you Hobgoblin. Do you know who Hobgoblin is?
No, actually. Okay. This is how much of an outsider I am.
You know who Green Goblin is?
I know who Green Goblin is only because of the Tobey Maguire movies.
Okay. So Hobgoblin is kind of, a version of that. It's it is a vagrant who has deformities. It's an actual physical deformity as opposed to. The weapons are similar. He throws the pumpkins.
Okay, that's ringing a bell now.
Okay, and he wears usually an orange hood as opposed to, like it's not green and purple, it's like orange. And the way that Todd McFarlane drew Hobgoblin was one of my favorite things. I do have this comic and I wanted to show it to you just so you, you don't really have a reference because you don't know what Hobgoblin should look like.
Yeah.
But that is how he drew it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, it's just
pretty wicked.
Everything about, I like Todd McFarlane. I mean, I like I like the way that, you know, the way that the cover for the one that you read.
Right. Yeah.
Which is iconic. We've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Nor have we seen no adjectives.
It's much more intense than most Spider-Man stuff.
Oh yeah.
That I've seen.
All right, so we got 3 minutes or so. So let's get into the rating system, the CBRGRS.
CBRGRS.
Dialogue.
Dialogue. Okay, I mean, I'll put dialogue, I'll put it at 6,
which
I feel might be a little bit more generous than how I feel. But at the same time, like, nothing was obtrusive or aggressive. It just didn't, it wasn't the most compelling thing. But I think that comes down to mostly plot, so.
Okay. Now, please understand, Todd McFarlane did the writing and the artwork.
Oh, okay.
Not that it's going to affect your score, but just know that this is his.
It's one guy doing most of the thing. Yeah.
Artwork.
So the artwork, I actually would put it like an 8.
Okay.
It does have that 80s style. The pages being pulp pages and not glossy pages was like a little bit jarring for me because this is one of the first comics that I read.
I love the way you drew the eyes. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like
I would kill for a movie inspired by those comics.
Yeah, more dark and aggressive. Sort of, yeah.
But, like, if you watch the newer movie, I mean, they're just as violent and just as, like... Yeah. But
they're just as violent, but, like, they're like, violent... It's, it's, like, violence sanitized. So, like, they're very aggressive in terms of the violence, but the violence is unrealistic.
Right,
Meaning, like, if you hit somebody this hard, they're going to, like, have bones break, that sort of thing. But, like, Spider-Man will, like, double kick, like, swing down and double kick somebody, and, like, they just fall over.
Right.
You know? And it's like, no. If you do that to somebody, like, you are putting ribs through the skin, you know?
Yeah,
you're doing that. Like,
all right, plot, story.
Okay, so this is where I really was just not enthralled. I would have to say a 4.
Okay.
But, you know, it definitely helped that the lizard guy was not Godzilla.
Yeah,
I'm just totally uncompelled by those things. I'm so bored by those
things. You have Godzilla minus 1, Godzilla plus Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
I would say 5.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I was about half entertained, you know.
Gotcha. And then, no adjective, Spider-Man cool factor.
So for the cool factor, I would have to go with a 6. 6. And that just kind of comes down to the fact that, like, I just wasn't that grabbed by the whole comic book. I could be compelled to read another issue, but, like, if another issue had me in that vein... like that vein of entertainment from where I was, I probably wouldn't continue past that. I'd be like, nah, I'm gonna go find something different. But
You don't have to read very many to do the whole story.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just so you know.
And one thing that I didn't realize that for some reason it's when like I 15. Was a kid, I didn't realize this. I was a little bit surprised at like how many comic books I can sit down and read very quickly. Like given that these things come out whatever it is, weekly or biweekly,
monthly,
yeah. Oh, so some of these are monthly. Okay.
The majority of these are monthly.
Like, you could get through a lot of comic books.
Yeah. That's why you buy, like, they'll come out at different days, like, different weeks.
Yeah.
Right? But, so, like...
Different issues are coming out at different weeks. Yeah.
But, typically, it's a monthly thing. Hmm. And 12 issues is a year.
That's a whole year. Yeah. And the crazy thing is, you know, I read a bunch of these comics very quickly. I probably could read, you know, 12 issues in like 2 hours.
Well, we'll see how it goes next month. Yeah. You're reading.
So where do we sit down here?
Yeah.
What's the overall?
All right. So it equals 29. So we multiply that by 2, giving it 58. 58 out of 100. Gone to the 10 spot. 5.8 out of 10.
Not great. Not great. Sorry, Todd McFarlane.
Yikes.
Sorry.
Yikes. But you know, that,
after,
you know,
after a 30-year career that you've had, and I'm sure my opinion doesn't affect you.
Oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. All right, so that is Spider-Man. I don't know. I don't really remember what you're going to read next, but I'm sure it'll be something excellent.
I bet you it'll be in book form.
And I guess we'll just worry about that when the time comes. We went over the time again.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.